as well, with the UK's youngest film director, 18-year-old Elliot Hasler from Hove, who's heading to the Maldives to show off his latest films this weekend. Elliot, welcome back. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me again.
First thing I need to do is check, are you still the UK's youngest film director?
I am still the UK's youngest film director, yeah.
So it's not some, like, hotshot kid on your tails?
No, not stepping on my toes yet, no.
Because 2 years ago when you came in with your film, was it Charlie's Letters?
Charlie's Letters, yeah, that's the one.
You were 16.
Yeah, I was 16 when that came out. Yeah, that was a couple of years ago now, yeah.
All right. Just remind us about that film then.
So that was a World War II film based on my great-grandfather's experiences in the war. So he made this sort of 400-kilometre journey where he walked across Italy to sort of get back home after he'd escaped from a prisoner of war camp. So we turned that into the film.
And that was shown in a variety of festivals. How did that go?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, yeah. The reception was great. I mean, I got called the next Spielberg and stuff like that. I mean, you can't really get much better, can you? So
that's not bad.
No, it's not. No, it's all right.
Although quite big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
if you don't deliver on that, you're going to have to really get cracking.
Yeah.
got a clip here from another one of your films called To Hunt a Tiger. I've not seen this, so tell me about this.
So this is a short film, actually, this one, which we shot about a year ago now. It's parts of it filmed in Sri Lanka and a lot of it here in Sussex. It's scored by an Emmy Award-winning composer out in LA, and it has John Locke from Darkest Hour in it.
All right, here's a little bit of To Hunt a Tiger.
I hear you're headed out into the jungle. What are you hoping to find out there?
I'm going to hunt a tiger.
Ferocious beast, the tiger.
Is that documentary or some kind of adventure?
No, it's an adventure, yeah. It's a big adventure film, yeah.
Sort of mystical, magical type thing, is it? Or
not so much magical, but yeah, it's very sort of mysterious and kind of follows this hunter who's travelled out to India, who's sort of, yeah, it's sort of all about what's going on inside his head and stuff as he travels out there to go and find this tiger.
You must enjoy what you do. Give me some of the kind of challenges of making films and whether your age ever plays a part in that and people perhaps not being willing to step up.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of did play a part originally, people not being willing to step up and things, but I think it's sort of the tables are turned now, because now they can see my stuff and they know what I can do. They're all sort of a lot more willing to come forward, and it's been a lot easier really, because with my age and sort of blag getting into various places and stuff without paying masses of money, so it's worked quite well.
That's quite good. And in terms of these films, what kind of scale are you making them on? Is it, you know, just a couple of cameras, or you got a big crew going on? How do you make the films?
No, it's just one camera with a little microphone and stuff. Yeah, so it's really sort of minimal. But the idea is sort of to make it look as flashy and Hollywood style as possible with a micro budget.
How do you learn all this stuff? How do you learn how to make a movie?
I just pick up a camera. I started about 10 years ago, just sort of messing about with cameras and stuff, and then it kind of evolved. I mean, all self-taught. I've never had any formal training or anything like that.
Are you a big fan? Do you watch lots of movies to look out what, and perhaps you're not looking so much at the plot, you're looking at what the director's doing?
Oh, yeah, I watch tons, yeah, for about 3 or 4 a week, yeah. I watch loads of them.
Who are your real inspirations, then?
I'd say David Lean is probably my greatest inspiration as a film director. But then I've also sort of got other inspirations as well, like Johnny Depp. I'm a big fan of his, and sort of his films inspire me. And even like Noel Gallagher, I listen to his music when I write and stuff like that. So it's sort of a big range of people.
Or High Flying Birds, or
yeah, and some of the Oasis stuff. Yeah,
He's. I was saying 2 days ago on the show that actually since Oasis split up, Noel's been the music I've enjoyed the most out of the pair of them. He's got some good tunes. So tell us about heading off to the Maldives, and what's happening there.
Yes, I'm being flown out on Sunday to Maldives, this sort of Suniva Jani, this sort of exclusive resort they've got out there, and I'm screening all my films on this cinema they've got that sort of floats out on the ocean.
What?
Yeah, it's a little bit surreal, yeah, it's a weird one.
So what, the screen's on a barge or something, or does the whole audience go out there as well?
I don't really, I think the hotel is sort of like out on a boardwalk thing, I think,
yeah.
And then there's a screen that they've got which sort of sits in the water just off of the hotel, and they put the films on as the sun sets and stuff like that, so it looks really nice.
That sounds a bit special.
Yeah, it does.
And that's, is it movie festival, or is it just a screening for your films, or
no, it's just me. They're flying me out there, and I've got to sort of inspire their guests, if you like, and teach them about making films and all that kind of thing. So I've got to have a little masterclass out there, which should be fun.
Great. And what are you working on at the moment or next?
So at the moment I'm working on a second feature-length film called Vindication Swim, which is about the first English woman who swam the Channel.
Uh-huh. Right, so again, you can keep that quite close to home, can't you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We'll be shooting just off Brighton Beach and stuff like that. So if you see a lot of people in a little wooden boat flailing around, I mean...
And you're filming that this summer, are you?
Yeah, this summer, yeah, August, September, we want to shoot some of the water scenes while it's still sort of warm enough to do so.
And one of the things when we talk to people who are making movies like you do is the financing these things, you know... You're 18. I know you're flying out with your dad to the Maldives, but at some stage, the family probably would expect you to make some kind of a living. You would expect to be making that. How hard is it at this stage to bring the money in for a project or to make it your living?
It is tough. I mean, the Maldives thing's totally free. That's all expenses paid. But, we have got some investment for this new one and things like that. So it's sort of, it's coming together now more than it has done previously.
Because people don't go into the movie business to deal with finance and to go around, you know, looking for sponsors or donors or people to you know, get involved in the financial side of things. They get in there for the creative process.
Yeah, I mean, I'm purely in it for the making films, yeah.
But you can't have one with the other. You get to a certain stage where you've got to have a bit of both.
Exactly, yeah. So my dad's very good with the sort of business side of things like that, so he sort of produces the work and things. I'm useless at it, so I stick purely to the creative
things. I suppose these days you've got lots of options. I mean, crowdfunding can be hugely successful if you find a thing that people really buy into. If they can believe in you and they're prepared to put a few quid in, that can finance films like this.
Yeah, because I heard one film, I can't remember what it was called, but they sort of financed it just asking all their mates for 50 quid, and then they somehow got all money together and made this film.
And then the equipment and editing and all of that is relatively inexpensive compared to what it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
But it's got so much better. I mean, you can make a film on your iPhone now. It's got 4K on the camera and stuff, so yeah, it's a lot easier.
That's crazy. I mean, can you really? I mean, there was one film, was it earlier this year or last year, that came out that was you know, their big selling point, it was filmed on an iPhone. Yeah. Is it really that good?
I don't know. I heard that film wasn't that good. But, I've shot some stuff on iPhones before that's been in a couple of my films, just like little bits if you see something that sort of looks nice when you're out and about, but it does work, but you can't quite get the same effect, I don't think.
Yeah, and I suppose it's that old thing of the technology is part of it, but it's actually what you're looking at. If you're framing it correctly, you can make something a bit ropey look good because of the way you set it up. You know, you can have really bad pictures in lovely quality, but why do I want to look at that?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you've got to work on it. All right. Well, good luck to you. Have a nice trip to the Maldives.
Yeah,
you do realise it's going to be 30 degrees here tomorrow.
Yeah, and that seems a bit of a shame, actually.
So when you get to the Maldives, that'll feel a bit cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, great to keep in touch, Elliot. Good luck.
All right, cheers. Thanks
very much. See you next time around. And where do we see your work if people want to catch up with what you've already made?
Annoyingly, they can't see the Tantra Tiger one at the moment because entered in some festivals and stuff, so we're waiting to hear back from them. But it should be out sort of later in the year, and we'll have it all up on YouTube and whatnot.
Okay, good. Thanks for joining us today. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Elliot Hasler with us on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.